This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Friday morning, you could hear jaws dropping around the nation. The noise was from breast cancer specialists and women after they read or heard the headlines that as many as 60,000 American women each year who have been told they had a very early stage of breast cancer, known as ductal carcinoma in situ, abbreviated DCIS, may have had treatment that they didn't need. More importantly, the aggressive, disfiguring treatments that are often recommended seem to make no difference to most women's longevity. Most women with DCIS had a similar likelihood of dying of breast cancer compared to women in the general population. And those who died of breast cancer did so even though they had received treatment. For tens of thousands of women, the cascade typically starts after a routine mammogram comes back as suspicious. The woman is then offered a breast biopsy that finds a specific cell abnormality. The doctor tells the woman that this pre-malignant DCIS is likely to be the first step toward a full-on breast cancer and even death. The fact is, we don't know if DCIS is early cancer or even a risk factor. But doctors then tell women that they need a lumpectomy or a mastectomy, and sometimes a double mastectomy, removing the healthy breast as well. You see, women are encouraged to take these treatments because doctors believe they work. It's better to remove the abnormal tissue or the breast than risk having it spread. Well, it turns out yet again that more is not better. We've learned very similar lessons before with other cancers, prostate, lung, and ovarian. The hard lesson is that we jump to conclusions too soon, before we have all the evidence. Our default has been to do something quickly, remove something, prescribe something, but don't just observe and follow. Women go along because they trust their doctors and they agree to surgery, even if it's disfiguring and affects their self-esteem and sex lives. This study was huge. It involved 100,000 women, and the methods were solid. Some will argue that it wasn't the perfect study. The design was not the most rigorous, what we call a randomized controlled trial. But this shouldn't stop our reflection and thinking about how we should change our approach to overtreatment for a variety of conditions. Nearly all our cancer treatments are based on probabilities, experience, and our habits. The reason we do studies that combine 100,000 women over 20 years is that no expert, no matter how many patients they see, can account for a variety of issues to decide what works and what doesn't. The question is, how are we going to change something as important as the overuse of unnecessary treatment for breast cancer? Will we find reasons to ignore the data? This week, there are women who will be scheduled for surgery and cancer doctors who will be seeing new women with DCIS. What will we tell them? More generally, how will we manage using new evidence for a variety of conditions to quickly change clinical practice? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.